New York and Washington squared off in Giants Stadium in a game that had much more at stake for the Giants than who won or lost. On the Monday before the game, Giants' longtime owner, Wellington Mara, passed away at the age of 89. Several days before his passing, running back Tiki Barber was summoned to Mara's bedside.
About midway through the day, I get a call from Ronnie Barnes, who says the Mara family is requesting you come up to their home to see Wellington because they think he's going to pass away. And so I went up there, and I got a chance to sit with Wellington for about 2.5 hours or so. And I got a chance to thank him and say a prayer with him and really feel connected. The week goes on. We're playing the Washington Redskins, and there's a break in the clouds, and there's this little sunbeam of light. And Tom is walking by me as we're stretching. I said, "Hey, Coach, that's Wellington looking down on us." And he said, "You know, Tiki, I think you're right."
Prior to the game, Mara's granddaughter, Kate, sang the national anthem, and the team paid tribute to its patriarch. On the Giants' first play from scrimmage, Barber took the handoff and raced 57 yards down the sideline.
Barber to the Redskins 40, to the 30, to the 20.
And it was one of these days where, as a football player, every single play worked. First play of the game was a 50-something yard run. Later on in the game, I had a 57 or so yard run. And I remember Timmy McDonald, who is Wellington's grandson, coming up to me and saying, "Hey, old man, are you going to score? Are you going to keep getting caught?" I said, "Timmy, I promise you, before this day is over, I'm going to score a touchdown for you."
Draw play, Barber runs right, cuts the two, dives for the goal line, touchdown! Tiki's got his score!
I drop the ball, and I get up and blow a kiss like I always do, and then I remember, so I turn right around immediately, and I grab the ball, I run directly to the sideline. That was my 206th yard. I gave the ball to Timmy. I said, "Timmy, this is for you and your grandparents and your family, and I thank you guys for everything that you did for me." I had done what I wanted to do, which was honor a man who means more to this game, to this organization, than any other man possibly could.
Tune in to Giants Chronicles, Sunday at 10 a.m. on MSG.